Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Behind every product you pick off the shelf in a shop is a tangled and complex logistical network. Many of us don't know how much paperwork, storage and transport is involved. But Almed is a freight forwarder, meaning it helps get products from all corners of Europe to either supermarkets or warehouses here in this country. And the business was affected by Brexit, but not in the way you think. Martin Carr is the managing director of Almed, which is hosting a big logistical conference in Kilkenny later on this week. Good morning, Martin.
Morning. How are you?
Joe is the name.
Joe, yeah. Sorry. Good to be on the show.
Martin, what does Almed do?
Per your introduction, Joe, we're an Irish freight forwarding business. We look after freight for our customers from to and from anywhere in the world. We work with our partners locally to get the freight moving. So we're effectively our shipping department for our customers.
Mm. So you basically move stuff mostly from Europe and you do something called groupage. Now, what is that?
Groupage is, say, a smaller shipment size, from anything from 1, 2, 3, and 4 pallets of product rather than taking a large volume of either, say, a full load or large volumes of full loads of product.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if you
so you would consolidate groupage into a depot in an international depot, mm-hmm. and you would have that with several other customers would be sharing the load as in grouping together groupage. And they would be moving the goods then from that central location to Ireland.
And what do you guys do? Do you guys actually own the trucks that gets the stuff from Europe to, you know, Kilkenny or somewhere else?
Up until recently, we wouldn't have had any trucks. We were acquired recently by Virginia Logistics, International Logistics.
Mm.
So our extended group now does have excess of 150 trucks and 350 trailers operating in Ireland, UK and Europe.
Okay. And I mentioned that Brexit impacted you, but it didn't impact you negatively.
Brexit was a positive for the business. Most importers decided to go direct for the to avoid the UK and to avoid customs and with the complexity of customs. So Brexit was a strong proposition at the time.
And do you mostly use Dublin Port or Rosslare?
Both.
All right. And when it arrives, when it comes from the European Union, the single market, there are no customs checks or anything like that. What happens to it?
It comes into Ireland and we deliver to our customers. So we give a door-to-door service from international location to the factory or the warehouse or the distributor in Ireland, or then it's onward for delivery to their own customers.
Okay, now you've already explained groupage to us, so you've got a truck with a container and you take it. Then would you take it directly to the supermarket, who might be the kind of the purchaser, or to a warehouse or something?
Both. If it's a larger part of the load, it would go direct to the customer. If it's a smaller part, it would be to an intermediary.
Mm. What's the traffic like?
What's the traffic as in the?
Have you noticed an uptick in traffic for your drivers or your logistical partners?
Yeah, traffic has probably got busier overall. Rosslare and Dublin both have good access to the rest of the country, but they do have challenges in traffic.
Mm-hmm. Do you use something called hydro-treated vegetable oil to get your trucks around for the betterment of the environment?
We're currently working on all our sustainability. So there's options around that, of course. Yeah.
So you do use it.
Yeah.
Mm. Tell us about this conference you're holding.
Okay, so Pineco is a part of it's a pan-European network of logistic partners right across every corner from Europe. We're the Irish member of Pineco. So we have 40 plus delegates from all over Europe arriving into the beautiful city of historic city of Kilkenny from today until Wednesday. So it's an annual conference, an annual get together of the partners. You're discussing various elements of the network and how it's working and service and issues around connectivity to the remotest parts of Europe with the partners and how we're dealing with the challenges of that.
What are the big challenges? If you were the Taoiseach for a week, what would you change that would benefit your business?
Well, not so much the Taoiseach for the week, but like if you were taking, say, the challenge of getting a customer was on me one day about getting a couple of pallets to a very remote part of Austria. And we had to liaise with a partner to get the goods to Austria. We have had, you know, so it's not just a main city, it's been able to get to a very remote part. It's the goods to market for small exporters and indeed importers from very rural locations into big central economic locations to Ireland. So it's just making sure it's all connected up is the challenges within the network.
Okay, well, best of luck with the conference. Best of luck getting around the country and the continent. That is Martin Carr, the Managing Director with Almed Logistics.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.